on the old highway to Las Cruces, foothills undulate like waves stilled by geological time. I can feel their presence more if I'm traveling at 20 miles an hour in order to follow an 8-disc planter toward the Franzoy chili fields just outside of Las Cruces. I'm following the patriarch of the family, James Franzoy, a grandson of the first man to plant chili in our valley and the grandson who now drives tractors, cultivators, and planters for his own grandsons, Ryan and Randy Franzoy. And I'm finding that 20 miles an hour isn't a bad speed to contemplate life. That's just a little faster than bicycle speed, a slowed down pace that lets one see the trip rather than rush toward the destination. It could be called aspects of the vertical if we had a theory on precisely how slow we need to go in order to picture our own days. Whenever one of us in the valley can't slow down for man nor beast nor tractor, we take I-25 for appointments in Las Cruces instead of the old road. We see farm equipment as irritants on our path, as if all the meals we eat, including chili, magically appear in grocery stores and the really big deal is hauling sacks full of groceries into the house to put away. Even with daily reminders, like many of us have, living in Hatch or in the new homes along the old highway, our surrounding fields become our own personal landscape. We enjoy the backdrop of local color as we walk the farmers' levee roads. Walking away walled in tension from desk jobs, we can enjoy the beauty of the fields with nary a thought on how the earth sustains us. Nor do we give much thought to the actual work of farming, the intricacy of it all, from the smallest onion-chewing thrip to the burden of the bank loan. A farmer's 100-hour weeks during harvest is a given, as well as its 20 trips across the same field, harrowing, mulching, fertilizing, planting, press ridging, cultivating, irrigating, thinning, and weeding, even before the harvesting. It's helpful for me to hear snatches of early morning conversations at the pepper pot in Hatch, where farmers in the valley warm themselves beside the stove of lifelong friendships. As he joined his grandfather, I watched Randy Franzoy wipe the hydraulic fluid off his cheek after he accidentally cut the line while turning the disc. The satisfaction of his way of life stayed on his face because it is a good life. It is good to be outside. It is good to do the work you love. And it is obvious this fifth-generation Franzoy appreciates those who plowed the way for him. How good it must be to be reminded daily that it is the earth that sustains us. The earth is what we all have in common. That's a quote from my favorite poet, Wendell Berry, who farms in Kentucky, and like all poets, he hands us kernels of truth for us to cultivate on our own. In one sentence, he reminds us to see heart to heart when we don't see eye to eye. Earth Day is this month, and our farmers live Earth Day all year, and so should we as a nation. It doesn't matter if we are a Fox News Sam's Club Republican or a CNN Costco Democrat. Each of us need to do what we can to save a livable world. We can start small in small ways. We can eat locally what the local farmers grow. Even keeping a pitcher of water in the fridge means buying far less plastic bottles. And go easy on the lawn fertilizer. Lawn owners are the worst offenders. Farmers use as little as possible because of the huge cost of fertilizer, and small ways add up if enough people do what they can to reduce pollution and the addiction to fossil fuels. Ultimately, it doesn't matter if you don't believe that people cause the ice caps to melt. They are still melting. That's like standing around arguing about whose fault it is while the house is still on fire. Some things cannot be denied. The bottom of our food chain is dying. Plankton are consuming plastic in the ocean. From the bottom of our food chain to the top, the earth is what we all have in common. Our grandchildren inherit our care or our neglect. This is Claudette Ortiz on the Age Spot.